Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Death took her true love, but three words from him bring comfort as she turned tragedy into purpose. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Just three words make up Hannah Brown's simple memorial tattoo. Last three beats. She got them after a car crash claimed the life of her first love. But the powerful story behind the short phrase, as well as the new purpose Hannah's found, reveals how God is always at work, even during tragedy. Hannah Brown and Michael "Mikey" Walker fell in love at just 13 years old, and they dated for many years. As young adults, their paths eventually took them in separate directions, but their hearts remained forever connected in a deep way. After graduating high school, Hannah struggled to find her purpose. Though she enrolled in cosmetology classes, she found herself mostly just going through the motions. She and Mikey had remained in touch through the years. And with their connection to each other still very much intact, the two talked about getting back together as a couple. However, before they had the chance, tragedy struck. At just 21 years old, Mikey Walker died unexpectedly in a car accident. It was a loss that rocked his family and friends, and it devastated Hannah. In an instant, she'd lost her forever love, never expecting their youth to be their only time together. Hannah turned to one of Mikey's recent love letters, and three words he'd written would later serve as a simple memorial tattoo for her. Mikey's time on Earth seemed way too short, and Hannah Brown felt even more lost. As Hannah navigated a maze of heartache following Mikey's death, attending memorial services and the funeral, God revealed he was still at work. In the face of such a terrible tragedy, grief was prevalent, but Hannah found she also experienced incredible kindness from strangers. The love and care the funeral staff at Chapman Funeral Home showed to all of Mikey's loved ones really stood out to Hannah. And suddenly, she felt God using Mikey to reveal a purpose for her life she never would have imagined on her own. Hannah Brown remembered a promise Mikey Walker made her in one of his letters to her. "I love you with all of my heart, and I will love you till the day it takes its last three beats." Of course, neither Mikey nor Hannah likely had any idea when Mikey penned those words how soon those last three beats would come. And now that he was gone, Hannah decided to turn those last three beats into a memorial tattoo. Using the letter as a template, a tattoo artist etched the three words into Hannah's arm in Mikey's handwriting. The words would forever serve as a tribute to the love they shared, as well as a reminder of how short life is. Hannah also realized life was indeed certainly too short to simply be going through the motions as she currently had been. Emboldened by the simple memorial tattoo, the entire experience of losing Mikey gave Hannah Brown a new purpose. Hannah knows firsthand the pain of a loved one's heart taking its last three beats, but she also remembers the comfort and consolation the staff at Chapman Funeral Home gave her during such a difficult time. And she realized she wanted to do the same for others. So, she went back to school to become a funeral director and embalmer. Hannah Brown passionately pursued her goal of working in funeral services. She completed her courses and passed two national board exams. Then, Hannah returned to Chapman Funeral Home to complete an apprenticeship, the last portion of her licensure as a funeral director and embalmer. Now 25 years old, Hannah knows her purpose. It's a path only God could have foreseen, but Hannah also followed the path, choosing to turn tragedy into his greater purpose for her life. Terrible tragedy led her to this job, just like her memorial tattoo. It's a way of honoring and remembering Mikey. "People often ask me why I chose this profession," Hannah Brown explained to the Crossroad Chronicles. "Mikey Walker is my reason why." Looking for a profession that brought her fulfillment, and she's found it in offering others the comfort that helped her through such a terrible time. "I am there for people during some of their most vulnerable and painful times," she said. "If I can make the process of losing a loved one even a little less painful and difficult, then I have done my job. It can definitely be a tiring and trying career, but I cannot imagine doing anything else." Hannah Brown's simple memorial tattoo reminds us all to cherish our days and the time we have with loved ones. And the way she pushed through tragedy to find purpose is an inspiration for each of us. What a beautiful reminder that God is always at work and can bring beauty from ashes. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, through the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Stranger at gas station shamed her for giving a homeless man water, but then others step in. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Barbara Mack bought a bottle of water for a homeless man outside a gas station during a heat wave. To her surprise, a stranger started shaming her for the kind deed. But what the other customers did next is truly inspiring. Barbara Mack, who lives in Florida, couldn't help but notice the homeless man sitting outside the gas station didn't look good. She's seen the man before and even brought him meals. And with a dangerous heat wave plaguing the area, she feared for his safety. This guy's got the mind of a child, and I'm afraid he doesn't know he needs to stay extra hydrated when it's super hot outside, she said. Barbara went inside the gas station and grabbed a bottle of water so she could give it to the homeless man. But she knew with only one cashier working and a long line of customers, it would take too much time to pay for the water first. As a regular customer at the store, Barbara Mack knew the cashier would understand, so she shouted that she would be back in just a minute to pay for the water. Barbara then ran outside and gave the bottle of water to the homeless man. When Barbara came back inside, she got in line to pay for the water. And I'm sure she never expected the response her kind deed drew from the stranger in front of her. The lady in front of me turned around with her hands on her hips and told me that I was just enabling that homeless person, said with a sneer, and that I shouldn't be wasting my money on him, Barbara recalled. Barbara said she was planning on letting the comment ride, but that stranger kept going, saying she should be ashamed and the homeless man reported to the police. Barbara Mack admittedly lost her cool and yelled back at the woman. The other customers in the gas station overheard the exchange and did something amazing. The man at the front of the line asked the cashier to add a sandwich to his order so he could give it to the homeless man, and one by one, the rest of the customers picked up things for the man too. Every single person in line got him something, Barbara said. Everyone, except the now very embarrassed lady in front of me, who slunk out without saying another word. Barbara Mack's compassion for the homeless man outside started a chain reaction of kindness. And though the homeless man had no idea what transpired inside the gas station, he was truly blessed by the resulting wave of compassion. When I went outside, he was eating his ice cream and drinking his water with a pile of stuff all around him, a big old grin on his face, Barbara said. He didn't look shaky anymore. After relaying her experience to a friend, the friend suggested Barbara Mack share her story on social media. She did, and much to her surprise, the post quickly went viral, garnering thousands upon thousands of shares and comments. So many commended Barbara for the kindness she showed to this homeless man, and this compassionate woman is hoping her story will inspire others to do something kind. I do believe people are mostly good, she said. I think sometimes we all need a reminder not to be selfish. Barbara continued on to say, I don't have it in me to walk past people who need help. I'm not saying I'm a saint because I'm certainly not. I have a lot of empathy. I've had hard times myself. People have tried to help me, and I pay it forward. Big or small, Just one act of kindness can have a huge impact.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, hello, Quinice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.